Senator Terry Van Dyne. So what are we doing here today?
Well, the House and Senate caucuses, Democratic caucuses, have worked really hard over the last several months to come up with a positive message, a positive vision for North Carolina. We were kind of tired of being in reaction mode all the time. So we worked with the governor and we came up with four promises for North Carolina, and they're around schools, healthcare, jobs, and people. And we're here today to kick that off.
Okay, so those four, you said schools, healthcare, jobs, and what?
And people, and our people. Okay. You know, the I think what we want to emphasize is that our focus is on just that, the people of North Carolina, particularly creating opportunity through education and access to healthcare so that everyone in North Carolina can strive. That's what Democrats are all about.
You're heading into the short session. Do you think that Democrats will be able to get any of their initiatives put forward?
Well, no, but this is our vision, all right? We're getting ready to start another election season. And what we want people in North Carolina to know is that we're not just sitting on the sidelines. We have a plan and a vision for North Carolina that we think will result in a North Carolina that works for everybody. That's what we want, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Okay. What should listeners know about the upcoming session? I mean, do you think, what are the things that you think they should be watching for?
Well, I am very hopeful that what they don't need to pay too much attention to is judicial redistricting. I'm hoping that since the primary sponsor of that legislation lost his primary, that is a message to Republicans that they need to leave our courts alone and that they need to be independent. And the legislation that we talked about in committee was anything but independent. Other than that, I think you'll see some minor changes to the budget. There is a rumor that we'll do some constitutional amendments. One of them is an amendment to limit the growth of government. And I was talking with a group of senior citizens the other day, and they understand that would be a disaster. We have a population, an elder population that is growing, and the healthcare services that they're going to need are going to grow, and we need to be in a position to be able to address that growth. And so putting a constitutional amendment on our ability to grow is a bad idea.
And that would take a 3/5 majority. So do you think Democrats could effectively block that?
We'll see.
Yeah.
And of course it would take a voter referendum as well.
Any legislation specific to Western North Carolina or the Asheville area?
Well, of course, there's the Asheville City Council redistricting. My guess is Senator Edwards has said that he wants to move forward with a specific plan. I am hoping that he reconsiders, given that none of the precincts in his district actually voted for districted city council elections. So I'm hoping that he too will listen to his voters and do the right thing and let that alone. But he's kind of promised that he's going to move forward with that.
And we're expecting a huge teacher rally on Wednesday.
Yes, and I'm so proud of these teachers. Most of them committed to this rally before many of our school districts decided to make it a teacher work day, so they knew that they were going to take a little bit of a cut to do that. Not to mention, there is a political risk involved with standing up if you're a teacher these days. So I'm very proud. And I've talked to a lot of teachers, and what they want us to know is, yes, they think they deserve fair pay, but what this is really about is respect and investing in our schools and our children. And I couldn't be more supportive.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.